Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Baba Batra Daf Pei Bet Amud Bet, and as promised, we are continuing with the issue of the purchase of the three trees and the distance of the land that one is given. And now the question is V'chama Yehi Beneihen. What kind of proximity is needed? Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel mi arba amot ad shmona. So we have one report, Rav Yosef, who quotes Rav Yehuda according to Shmuel, that says between 4 amot between each tree and 8 amot, meaning if it's closer than 4 amot or further than 8 amot, it does not wash. Rava Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel mi shmona vi ad sheshesre. So we have the other tradition of Rav Nachman quoting Shmuel as quoted by his student Rava, which is from 8 amot until 16 amot. Okay, Amar Leah by the Rav Yosef. So by a turn of Rav Yosef, it said, Lotiflunga later Rav Nachman. You're essentially disagreeing with Rav Nachman's version of Shmuel. So don't disagree with him. Why? We have a brayta that supports that position, which is that 8 to 16, meaning anything until 16, is considered somewhat contiguous. If you plant a vineyard and there's 16 amot between each row, Mutar la vizera l'sham. You can plant in the middle because that's not called a vineyard, and therefore it's not a problem of kilayim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh b'tzalmon. We have a story that happened in the town of Tzalmon. Be'achad shenatad kamo shesriam al shesriam. Somebody planted with that distance. Vayah hofech se'ar shtei shurot l'tzad echad v'zorei tanir. So what he would do is he would push the two rows kind of out, and then he would plant in the middle. The next year, he would uproot what he had done, and then he would plant the other area. In other words, he made sure that there was nothing left over from the previous planting. And the Chachamim said that it was good. So we see that 16 up till 16 amot is good, and the implication is that if it's less than 16 amot, it's not good. And also, the fact that he had to uproot what was planted before indicates that had he not done so, he would have less than 16 amot between, and it would have been a problem. Amar le ana lo yadana. Rav Yosef said, I'm not familiar with that. Ela uvda have bedura deruta. There was dura deruta, is a place of a lot of shepherding. V'atu the kamei Rav Yehuda. They came to Rav Yehuda. Remember, Rav Yosef is quoting Rav Yehuda's version of Shmuel. Amar le zil havle kim lo bakar v'kelav. And he bought the tree, and they gave him the distance around the tree of the amount that it that is needed for he said, let's check to see if he gets land, to see if there's enough distance between the trees as per the amount of the cattle and its vessels and its plow to go in between them. And that will determine whether it's the right size. And I didn't know what that meant. Rav Yosef says, when I heard the psak, I didn't know what that meant. When I heard the Mishnah, it states, that we had in the second parak, that you can't plant a tree next to your fellow's property unless there is 4 amot. And we learn, and then a brayta explained that the 4 amot are enough for the fellow to be able to work there. So I say, So I learned from there that when Rav Yehuda ruled that we measure to see if these three trees that are bought have enough distance, that's dalan amot. So I said, dalan amot, shmon amot. That's where I got it from. All right. So I have a maseh also. Rav Yosef Milotan, by the way, don't we have a Mishnah that supports Rav Yosef's ruling of 4 to 8? They ruled, unlike the previous Mishnah, that if you have a karam which is 8 amot from row to row, you can plant inside, implying that anything less than 8 amot is not, but 8 amot is already too big. Nonetheless, the story in Salmon is a stronger proof, and therefore we allow till 16, and therefore, if two of these trees are less than 16 amot from each other, and the other two are less than 16 amot from each other, they're all one. They're all one sale and gets land. Now, b'ishtam Rav Yosef alu Rav Shimon shemen limfuzar and shemen limutzufin. So, Rav Yosef's approach, which is 4 to 8, working within the context of Rav Shimon, we have an explicit ruling that tells us the max and the minimum, meaning distant and too close. Mifuzarin hadamran. We already have the ruling of 8, the story of Rabbi Shimon. Ritzufin, how do we know that if they're too, that less than 4 amot is too close? If you have a kerem where there's less than 4 amot between each row, ain't no kerem, divrei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says not a kerem. Chamim kerem, v'rein time tzayim ki iluein. And Chamim say we just ignore the rows in the middle and pretend as if there's just dalet amot or more between each one. So we see that Rabbi Shimon says if there's less than dalet amot, it's too close, it's too constricted, and that's not a kerem. And therefore, in our case, if you have less than dalet amot between the trees, then that's not selling a row of trees, that's just selling a bunch of stuff together. El Rav Nachman, Alibi Rabbanan, Rav Nachman seems to be following the Rabbanan that says 16 amot. Mufuzarin Shemin Aleh. So we had the max. When we said if it's 16 amot, you could plant in the middle. Mutzafin Shemin Aleh. But where did we ever learn 8 as the minimum? The answer is Svarahu. It's reasonable. Midlab Shimon Palgo and Rabbananami Palgo. Since Rabbi Shimon says half of the max is the minimum, so we'd say the same thing here. Half of the 16, which is 8, is the minimum to Rabbanan. Okay, Amar Rava. Rava comes along and says, after Rava, representative of Nachman's opinion, said, Hilchatami arba mot ve'al sheshesrei. We give the full range, which means if it's, it can be as narrow as, let's say, 4 amot together, or 5 amot together, and that's okay. And it can go all the way to 16 and still be considered contiguous. Tanya Kavate to Rava. We have a braita that supports that seemingly all-encompassing approach. Kama yumuku arvin arba mot v'chama yumruchakin sheshesrei. There we go. The three trees that are sold that give you land can be within dalet amot of each other, up to that closeness, up to that proximity, and they can be as far as 16 amot away. Now, kareza kana karka ve'tailanot shebenehen. In that case, you end up buying the karka, and you do get the trees that are between them. The ficha chavei shailanu niktatz. Therefore, if the tree dried up or was cut down, you're still karka. You have land, and you can replant. Pachot mikano yoteral kan, but if they're closer than that or further away than that, oshel akan bezar chazar, you bought one tree after another, you didn't buy all three at one time. Hareza lo kana lo atakarka, v'lo atayidinot shemenem. You don't get the land, nor do you get any of the trees or in that are in between them. V'ficha v'eshay lan nitzat. So therefore, if the tree dries up or is cut down, en lo karka, then you do not get karka. Now, by Rabbi Yirmiyah. Now we have a series of detailed questions on this, kind of pushing the envelope. Kishu moded makom katzar moded. How do you measure these 4 to 16 amot? Is it from the narrow part of the tree or from the broad part of the tree? So years later, we have an answer in Bavel. We have the Mishnah that says, a grafted vine. If you want to see if you really have a kerem, which has to be dalet amot away, you measure from the second knot, which is not the biggest one and not the smallest one. You measure from the middle one. So that's the answer here. By Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah had asked another question. By the way, in his life, it didn't seem to be answered. Machar lo shloshah badei ilan. Let's say you sold three shoots of a tree. Mahu. I mean, the tree has its shoots, so it's really one root underneath, but there's three pieces coming up. Amar le Rabbi Yirmiyah b'katil Ravashi. Again, Ravashi is given the answer years later in Bavel. Toshma. Denan ha-mavrich gimul k'fanim v'karein nirin. If you sell three vines, and you can see the roots, if they are within the proper distance, then mitzaref to be a kerem. If not, then they're not mitzaref. If they're too far away or they're too close, then you don't call them separate vines. But you see that selling this three badei lan does seem to be three trees and you get land. What if you sell two of the trees in the field and one of them right on the border? You sold two, and then the fellow bought another one in the neighboring thing, but they're all within the area. My. Or do we only concern ourselves with proximity, or do we say that there also has to be within one person's field? The answer is teku. Bar Ravashi. Bor mahush tafsik. Now we go to the second parak of Peah that talks about all sorts of things that interfere with the contiguousness of a field to make it set two separate fields. And so let's say that you have a cistern in the middle, amatamay mashtafsik, or a water trench. Rishut Rabim ma, what if you have a public path going through? Rikwa Dadikli ma, if you have a row of date trees going through? Does that interrupt so that if you have a tree here and then a bore and the other two on the other side, it's not one to get land or it still is? The answer is teiku. We don't have a resolution of this either. Ba'amin a Hillel, now this Hillel is not the famous Hillel, this Hillel is Rabbi Hillel, who's a nephew of Rebbe. He asked Rebbe, Otherwise, it makes no sense. Rebbe was, of course, Hillel's great-great-great-grandson, something like that. Allah eres b'nei and mahu. What if the guy bought the land, bought the three trees, got the land, and then a cedar grew in between them? So Allah, what do you mean if it grew? B'shut ad nafik. It's in his land. It grew. It's his. Allah hayah eres b'nei and mahu. The question is, what if you have a cedar tree, a very significant tree that was already there between the three that you bought? Do you get it or not? Amar le kana v'kana. Rebbe says it's his. Now, Ketzan Hinum Din, the last question I want to deal with is, these three trees, what's the format of how they're standing that you get them, that you get land? Rav Amar Kishura, Rav says they can be in a row. Shmuel Amar Kachatzuva, they have to be like a tripod. Manda Amar Kishura, Kol Shekein Kachatzuva. So certainly Rav will agree that if they're in a tripod, in other words, they're like in a circle, certainly you get them. Manda Amar Kachatzuva, Amar Kishura Lo, but Shmuel will say they have to be in a circle, they can't be in a row. My time. Mishum de Mizdar Ben Tayu, because when they're in a row, you plant in between them, and so therefore, typically, a person would plant in between them, therefore you're not really selling the land. Now, Matka of Amnuna, challenges that whole read. Well, the Mando Akachatsuva, according to Shmuel, my time to Lobizdar Ben Tayu is because when it is in a row, you plant between them. Alamiata, Zavin Leplat Higi Romaita, if you sold the three of these thorn bushes to Lobizdar Ben Tayu, that you can't plant between them because of the thorns. Hachinam de Ishto Karka, so you get Karka, even if you planted in a row? Is that the whole determination? So Amar Le Hanach Lo Chashivi, Hanach Shivi, the answer is, those things aren't significant enough to get you land in any case. But these trees are significant, and therefore, if they're in a row, according to Shmuel, you still don't get land because you plant in between. If they're in a tripod kind of formation, a circle kind of formation, then you do. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up with Mishnah Hay and also Mishnah Vav, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.